This is a data lead indicating the follow-up progress node patient MJOH and Johnson Gilbert GILBRT data service 9/24/2023 place which occurred charge. The patient seen today as a follow-up subacute rehab because of recent episode of dehydration and confusion. After he was given IV fluid, he started improve and started eating better. Today I saw the patient for follow-up. He's doing well. He doesn't have very good appetite, but compared to the previous visit, he has significantly improved. No shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he's awake, lying on the bed. Blood pressure is 140 over 79, pulse 87, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%, neck supple, AVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, blossom pulse, extremities, no edema, neuro. He's awake, alert. Lying on the bed. And left side weakness from the previous stroke, has dysarthria and expressive aphasia due to CVA, and the left arm is contracted. And the labs reviewed Kappa levels within the therapeutic range. Sodium 147, potassium 3.8, chloride 111, CO2 26, glucose 138, BUN 21, creatinine 1.89. Assessment, CVA with ambulatory dysfunction, next line, left side weakness due to CVA, next line, dysarthria and expressive aphasia due to CVA, next line, treated for UTI and TIA recently in the hospital, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, hypertension, next line, episode of dehydration and confusion that has resolved. Currently, patient has a baseline plan of care. I have reviewed all the patient medication. Will be continued. Gave plan of discuss with the nursing staff. No other issue reported today. Thank you. Also, his blood sugar is being monitored. He also has a hypothyroidism and he's maintained on levothyroxine. This is the end of the recation. Thank you.